eighth season in Atlanta.
Letting it fly, knocking it down, Dylan Jones.
My name's Corey Tulliba. Welcome to Film Sesh. I'm here today with Dylan Jones, Weber State wing, guard, forward, basketball player. Dylan, thanks for joining, man. You're back.
Appreciate it, man. Thanks for having me again.
Happy to have you back. You know, we did this thing last year. I think it was one of the more fun film breakdowns that we did because of your ability to talk the game, to read the game. But since we, you know, spoke last time, a lot has changed. You know, last year you were, I think, considered a little bit more of like a sleeper. And then you went into the G League Elite Camp. And then you went into the combine and you really put on a show and you really got on some radar. So what was that experience like going from, because I was in the gym with you, I think, when, you know, we found out the lists and the early names and, you know, I saw the level of focus that you brought when you kind of felt like you were getting slept on. And then to go into those events and put on the performance that you did, what was that like?
Yeah, it was, I think it was just the opportunity for me to kind of just take my energy and put it forth in the right way. You know, I guess channel my energy into everything I was doing leading up to that process. Obviously, you know, it was a crazy story, especially like you can attest to it being there and seeing it and how everything kind of just picked up and happened so fast. But I think I'm a true testament of somebody that, you know, when an opportunity presents itself, just being able to, you know, have that opportunity to meet the preparation that you've put forward. And I think I'm a true testament to that. There's going to be guys like that this year, I hope. You know, all it takes is one opportunity. And no matter how you get there, it's all about what you do when you get there. And I'm a living testament of it. And I think it's ultimately, you know, changed, I guess, how I'm perceived in ways, but also how I've always thought about myself. So.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you look at even, you know, the opportunity you got at the Hoop Summit last year where you showed out in front of a lot of teams and you brought that momentum with you throughout the whole process. You know, how is having all of that under your belt last year, going through this whole experience, like how does that maybe like focus your approach for this year with an understanding of what the process is like?
Yeah, I think for me, it's just always remembering those moments. You know, I think when you look at it from perspective, I guess from the outside looking in, it's like I'm in a totally different, I guess, lane in a sense of like notoriety and things like that. But I always try to just stay level and remember those things, you know, because it happened fast, first of all. But second of all, you know, ain't nothing really changed. You know, I still, you know, like, just last year, like you said, I was playing against like high schoolers in the Hoop Summit, just trying to get people to like really know who I was. And I just think through it all, I just try to remember those times, you know, never forget those moments, because those are the moments that really, you know, make you when you really look at it. And you can keep the confidence that you made through things like that. You just kind of channel it the right way. And it's it can make you a real special, not only player, but person. And just try to remember those times, man. It's the best thing I can do, you know, because that's what's got me here ultimately. So,
yeah. And, you know, I think having that mentality, like staying you and true to who you are. I mean, I think that speaks, you know, in a lot of ways, the decisions that you make. I mean, you know, you see the craziness now in college basketball. Everybody's going from one school to the next. And especially with momentum, like, what went into your decision to kind of like stay home and, you know, play out your career at Weber State?
I think it's just having confidence in myself. I think, you know, things was happening for me like they did. People thought I should just kind of just almost in a sense strike when I'm hot. And, you know, it's like, you know, there's no way I can get better than what I'm doing currently now. And I think that's just people's either perspective / insecurities they might have about me versus how I actually think about myself as a player and what I bring to the table. I just think I just went back to everything that got me there, and just staying level and understanding what actual position I'm in. You know, what's the pros, what's the cons, what am I giving up, what am I giving up to get, what am I, you know, things like that, going through to get in those moments, how am I perceived, I think you got to really break those things down to see the position you're in. And then ultimately, if it's not the position you want, then you just got to kind of have trust in them. I think with me, you know, I'm a faithful guy, so I had faith. And I think I was just able to have that confidence in myself and that I could go back and, you know, not only have a good year, but improve again, you know, because I think that's one thing people was like, well, what can he do more? What can he do better? And I think, you know, like I've done every year, I've just continued to answer that question and continue to just improve and become a better player and, you know, just continue to evolve as a player. So that's really why I came back. You know, I just think how I was being perceived by people, you know, I think they just don't know the confidence I have. And I'm not like delusional in a sense, but like I just thought that I could, you know, be in a better position. And ultimately that's what I thought. And hopefully that's, I reap the benefits of that in June.
Yeah. I mean, I think that, you know, that approach and your decision to do that has definitely, you know, helped you have some momentum here. I mean, like you said, you did improve, and it, you look at your like raw stats last year and you're like, how can this kid put up better numbers than that? But you did, you know, like you got better as a playmaker, right? Like we always knew you could pass, like you always had that ability, but like it bared out in the numbers, not only in like, you know, your assists going up, but like your turnovers were down. So your decision making got better. So I think, and we'll touch on it later on, I think you got better as a defender this year too. So you definitely, I think, made improvements to your game that people had questions about. Yeah, man. Look, your film, you have so many dimensions to your game that, you know, I think that when people really dive into your film and are really watching it, that they could see what you can offer. And then you take a look at what you did in the elite camp and the combine, playing against guys, you know, because one of the things I think people knock you for is probably like mid-major, right? Like the competition. But you proved last year when you step in, you know, onto the floor with guys who are coming from every conference that your game's not like, you might change your game stylistically, but like your approach and your ability to make an impact won't change.
Right. Yeah, I think it's easy for people to take that stance and that bow out in a sense. But like, you know, it's people that's pioneered the way for me that's kind of put that to rest. And it's crazy. People still like bring it up. But it's like Ja Morant, Dame, CJ McCollum, Steph, like these are like great players, obviously, like, you know, we're talking about. And those guys all came from mid-major schools. And like, you know, again, I think it's just an easy way for people to bow out on some things. But like, you know, that's neither here or there. I think it's all about, honestly, just what you do when you're in the opportunity and just show people that you belong. So,
yeah, I think that's the right mindset for sure. You know, again, you're at Weber State. That's Dame, you know, many years ago came from there. What was his impact like, you know, on you as a player?
I think his impact was important, especially like for somebody like me that went to the school that he went to. He just kind of had a path that he went down, and it was easy for me to kind of look up to that. And for somebody as serious as I am about approaching the game and where I wanted to go, it was easy for me to just look towards like what he did and kind of just make that effort and kind of know that, give me the confidence that it has been done before, and that if I do what I'm supposed to do and continue to work hard, that I'll be able to go down the same path. So that's the inspiration and what he's given me, and obviously being from my school, and I appreciate it.
Yeah. And, you know, long career, it's like multi-time all-star. So like you said, don't matter what school you come from, right? Like game is game. Right. So, you know, before I let you get out of here, I mean, we've been going, it's one of the longest film sessions I've done this year. If a team is investing in Dylan Jones, what are they getting out of you?
Yeah, I think they getting a player that that's ready to play day one, but still understanding that there's a lot to be done. But I still have potential and things that I can, you know, get better at. Even saying that, a player that's gonna, you know, show up and just do his job every day, approach the game the right way, and honestly be a plus on the floor at whatever that I can do. I think I take real pride in that. I take, you know, basketball serious. I love it in the position that I am, and I'm, you know, super grateful for it. So I think if I'm you know, whatever team gets me, they're going to understand that. And yeah, and I just hope to be a plus in any way that I can. You know, I look up to players like Pajipski from that Golden State drafted last year. And, he's a perfect player. I love to like just kind of like, I don't say model, but I love what he did. You know, he was the kind of the guy, Santa Clara. You know, he did everything for them. And then he goes to Golden State and is kind of just this high floor player, can do whatever they ask him to do, fits right in, plugs right in, is just a good player, you know. And those players that I love and that I'm fans of in like previous draft classes and stuff like that. So something similar like him, hopefully, and obviously like look up to players like Jaime Jaquez and things like that and what they're able to do from day one and, you know, help teams. So I think that's what teams would get from me.
Who are some of the guys that are like more established in the league that you look at and like you think you could play a similar role to, maybe not like, you know, 5 years when you're established, but as you come in as a young player, that you think that you can kind of, you know, provide a similar type of game to?
Yeah, I think I could be like everyone remember how Grant Williams evolved in Boston. I do think we are kind of like very, very different players in a way. But I do think he was able to help them, like, from, like, when he came in. He evolved as a shooter as he came in. Players like that. You think about Brunson, too, like, when he was in Dallas initially, coming in the league, you know, wasn't necessarily a featured guy, but, you know, kind of built his way up into, like, leading the second unit. Players like that. Honestly, even, like, Tyus Jones is players that, you know, I don't say people don't really think about, but, like, you know, leads Memphis's second unit for however long he was doing it and was just really efficient in that role. The list goes on, man. I think PJ Tucker, when he came back from overseas, Jay Crowder, I mean, Draymond, obviously, when he was younger in Golden State and the value he gave them. I said Pods, Jaime from day one in Miami, just, you know, kind of fitting into, you know, their culture and things like that. Those are the players I look up to and think that, you know, I could possibly be like, just because of not only what I've done in my career, but my understanding of the game and actually what they do to make themselves successful. I think I can do that, you know, and I think I can help somebody in that way. And also it's always about the understanding of like what they're actually doing to put themselves in that position. I think that's what it's all about. So I say them guys.
I think that's a fantastic list of guys who, you know, maybe aren't leading House of Highlights or Sports Center every single night. But if you look at guys who are impacting winning, all those guys do the things that coaches appreciate and will get you on the floor and help teams win games. So, Dylan, thank you for joining me again this year, breaking down your film. I always appreciate how you can talk the game for as many skills as you have. I think letting people see your mind work as well is always fun. So thank you for joining me, man.
For sure, man. Appreciate it. Thank you for having me, man. Fun as always. Thank you.